Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I get a little bit better every day. Every day the arm gets, well, it gets a little bit better. It's still got a long way to go. I was told after the surgery, well, when I saw the doctor 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks after the surgery, which was last week, he said I can't lift anything heavier than my toothbrush. So I'm not allowed to lift, tug, or pull with the right arm. And he said, you can write and you can type, which I haven't been able to. I can write carefully. Typing is not happening just yet because I can't move the rotation of the arm. And I wanted to announce today, before we bring on our guest, if you'll have a little patience with me, I wanted to announce today that we have a new sponsor that's going to try us out for a while, MyPillow. Now, I know you've heard the MyPillow ads, and they sent me a whole bunch of ads to record for them. And I will do that, but they're kind of a generic ad, and I want to put the personal touch in there. And, you know, the Lord has a way of just bringing you to things. I have been trying to get in touch with MyPillow for a long, long time, and a young woman that is making a few phone calls for me, she was able to get it done, and then I broke my arm. I broke my little elbow, and, you know, you're supposed to prop it up, and my brother came to visit me. A week ago, 2 weeks ago, I guess now, and he brought me a present. And he says, here's a pillow to prop your arm up on. And I looked at it, and it is one of those little travel My Pillows. And his wife had made a pretty bright colored pillow slip with the, had all these little crosses on it, and it's all very pretty, very nice. And I carry it around with me like a little kid carrying their blanket. I carry my pillow around all the time because it's a perfect size just to prop my arm up in my lap while I'm working and to continue to work or while I'm riding in the car. So I am promoting my pillow for that, as well as for under your head at night. I have one. They sent me one. I've been using it. And I want you to check out MyPillow. You can go to their website and just check it out. And if you decide to order, and now advertising isn't what it used to be, they're going to judge by the orders that they get. So I have a promo code, and it's all in lowercase. Beth Ann, and there's no E on the end of Ann. It's just Beth Ann. But if you want to call them and talk to them about their pillows, I encourage you to do that. And the number to call is 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Now, I had injured my neck, and we'll talk about that another time, years and years ago, and I have been trying and trying to find a pillow. Even doctors had said, use this pillow, use that pillow, and none of them worked for me. But the MyPillow has been truly a godsend in my house, especially lately with the broken elbow. Okay, enough about pillows. I wanted to bring that to you because we're going to start today on that. We're going to start promoting that, and I want you to get on board with MyPillow if you possibly can. They've got some great promotions and great sales going on, and I didn't realize they do more than just pillows. So if you just go to their website and kind of search around, there may be something there that you've been wanting or needing, and give them a call and ask them about it. 1-800. Oh, so I lost my number already. 1-800-978-6168. Now, last Monday, a week and a half ago on Monday, was show number 1776. And if you remember, we had a gentleman call in that had been a guest at one point in time, and I said I'm going to get him on again, and that's Don Jams. And he's written several books, and he sent me a few of each one of these books, and we're going to visit with him today about his writings, about what he's doing. And, of course, you know, it's all about bringing America home, and it's all about family. Don, thank you for putting up with me trying to promote MyPillow on your time. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be back.
Oh, absolutely.
Enjoyed speaking with you about a week and a half ago. And you did get the books, is that correct?
I do. I have them right here in my hands. I have We the People, Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America, The Road to Tyranny, that's your newest book. And the one I had you on originally when you were on CSC Talk Radio is My Grandchildren's America.
That's correct. That book I wrote to simply explain what Marx really taught. Mm. What he taught is so distorted.
Oh, my.
And so what I did is I wrote a book using Marx's own words to explain this utopia that he eventually wants to have. And what we've seen is we've seen a movement towards this so-called Marxist utopia, which is truly nothing more than a Marxist totalitarian state. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how Marx said to get there and develop the welfare system, destroy the family, and all of these things that are happening today. And then I wrote Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America, and it's more written as a novel. And the purpose of that book was to show how this movement, which is really a collectivist movement, which I'll talk about in a minute, how this movement has taken over in America and how we just accept so much of what they're telling us. The Marxist in Obama is one of the best.
Mm. Oh,
and by the way, Barack Obama is a communist. Let me say that one more time. Barack Obama is a communist. I do not know if Barack Obama carries a communist card or not. But based on what he does, based on what his philosophy is, based on all that he advocates everything his grandfather and Frank Marshall Davis advocated. They taught him extremely well. His friends in Colombia are Colombia. And then, of course, his friends in Chicago, including Bill Ayers, are all communists, and he fits in exactly with them, along with Eric Holder, Valerie Jarrett, and they're bringing about this fundamental transformation. That was the purpose of not my grandchildren's America, but Goodbye Constitution, to show how this movement, and it's written through a story, how this movement moves on. As I speak, Beth Ann, and I do speak, and I would love to come out into your area and speak to groups, mm-hmm. any groups, about this movement that's taking place. As I go out and I speak, and we have the question and answer sessions, as I get questions as I'm a guest on the radio, it is so apparent that people do not truly understand this collectivist movement. The United States was built on a philosophy of individualism. We had to. I talk about it in The Road to Tyranny. Jamestown and Plymouth would not have existed had they not switched to individualism. This is what I do in The Road to Tyranny, is explain what this is and how we're moving down that road.
All right, and we're going into a break, so let's talk about that. In fact, we see that so much today. You know, it is our children they're wanting and brainwashing it, so we've got to do our job. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting with Don Jams. We're talking about the books that he's written and just how can we bring things back to an order. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with John Jans. He's written three books so far. He's written three books. My Grandchildren's America, Goodbye Constitution, and The Road to Tyranny. You know, John, I do another talk show just before I go on the air here that's shortwave only with Melody Cedarstrom, who is with Discount Gold and Silver Trading and is one of the sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. She's been with me for a long time. And we were just discussing about how they go after the children.
Yes.
And we have seen that here. It's even more evident today, as one of the callers on the other talk show had said, they're making these teenagers out to be rock stars right now that have gone through this tragedy in Florida. And they're using them as their spokespersons against guns and for gun control, for the banning of certain guns. And these youngsters don't quite get it. They don't quite understand. And, you know, they're using them and, in a sense, brainwashing them.
Indoctrinating.
In a very difficult time when they are the most vulnerable.
Right.
And I thought maybe we could address that a little bit because, you know, Hitler did the same thing. And I'm not saying, you know, yes, I am saying. That's exactly what our elected officials have been doing for a very long time through our public school system. is indoctrinating the children. And we're seeing quite evident, you know, especially with the big young following that Bernie Sanders had.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
That's been taking place for a long period of time. And Marx talked about it. Marx was an absolute advocate of the public school system for the purpose of controlling the education of the people, of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Lenin said, you give me a kid for 4 years and I'll have him for a lifetime. And Stalin, with Lev Vygotsky, instituted an indoctrination system within the Soviet Union that spread throughout the Soviet Empire that we are following today. When you look at a lot of our educators, especially those out of Columbia, which goes back to the Frankfurt School. Frankfurt School was just transferred to Columbia and then out to Stanford. And they advocate using the Lev Vygotsky system. Common Core, which fortunately Betsy DeVos, and Betsy DeVos, I have the greatest admiration for her.
Oh, yes.
Betsy DeVos, I said, no more Common Core. We understand what it is. And it's just furthering of this indoctrination system. But they start getting these kids, and now Obama said we're going to get them even earlier. We want them before they're even out of the crib. This is not by chance. This isn't to help people. The communist movement, the collectivist movement, has to destroy the family. So far as they are concerned, the child is the property of the state, and the state should have the only influence, and the parents should have no influence. And here's the problem, and I know you have some questions, but here's the problem. We the parents, it's we the people that have created all the problems we have. We have to understand that.
We do.
We the people.
We have to take responsibility.
And we have given up. We've abdicated our responsibility of teaching our children morals and values. We've said, no, we'll let the school do that. We'll let the school teach sex education. We'll let the school teach multiculturalism. As long as the school will take our children and influence them and take them away from me so I have some freedom, I'm willing to give that up. We have not paid attention to what our school boards or what our schools are doing. And when Kennedy came in and said that we're going to have federal aid to education, I'm not going to say that Kennedy understood what would happen. But when you started giving the federal government some control mm-hmm. over education, and then we brought in the Department of Education, and then the teachers' union became extremely, extremely motivated, what we find is that educators are indoctrinated. Lenin said, if we are going to take over the United States, we must capture their education system. And he purposely set out to do that. And if you read Road to Tyranny, you'll follow that through. And today, our education system is no longer a system of education. From before the first grade, it is now an indoctrination system. And in my book, I do have a statement made by a Portland teacher who's very influential in the teacher unions that absolutely advocates the indoctrination system, the indoctrination of collectivism, and says you must teach these kids that capitalism is evil because it's greedy. So, Bethann, we as parents have given up that element of our influence on our children, and we've seen the results.
You know, I saw on Tucker Carlson last night, and I had actually brought this article to my listeners, at least on the other show, a week ago or earlier this week, and that's where they are allowing the children. The court said that they're allowing the children. And I can't remember which state it's in. I want to say it's Florida. I can't remember for sure the state. But Tucker Carlson was interviewing a gentleman last night, and I use that word gentleman loosely because they're just lying to the people. But the children can make the decision of their gender and of their race.
Yes.
Without the knowledge of the parent. So they're making these decisions at school without the knowledge of the parents, kind of like, you know, Planned Parenthood passing out birth control pills and other things without the knowledge of the parents, or doing an abortion without the knowledge of the parents. So they're taking everything that the parent does. If the parent steps in and nurtures a child and grooms a child to be proud of who they are, regardless of their color, regardless of the gender that God made you to be, and it's upsetting the child, then that's abuse. So who makes that decision? And that's what Tucker kept pushing this guy. And he said he just kept pushing back, and he never would answer the question. But the thing is, the school is taking over the children, and you no longer have any authority as a parent to nurture and raise that child in the way that you think they should go as far as biblically and morally. It's just outrageous.
But it's been happening for a long time.
Yes.
And as I said, we've given up that right. So we understand, and your listeners must understand what is going on. Your listeners must understand the influence of the education system and what their goals are. Their goals are globalism, collectivism, all of those isms. That's what they,
socialism.
That's how they have been indoctrinated. That's what they are teaching. And as our kids, as our kids go through the public school system, and then they go through college, and they get in, and the teachers get into the education system, that's what they're being taught. That's how they're being indoctrinated. What do we do? How do we correct this? That's what I really, 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 we really have to emphasize. How do we correct this? Number one is we have to understand what is happening.
Okay.
We have to understand that this movement was set up truly by Lenin, and his goal is to indoctrinate the children. Our system has become a system of indoctrination primarily because we have allowed it. When was the last time a parent or a grandparent attended a school board meeting?
Hmm.
When was the last time a parent or a grandparent went into PTA and listened to what the teachers were teaching their kids? When was the last time a parent or a grandparent went in and sat in on classes while their kids were being instructed? Now, you will get pushback on sitting in classes because they don't want you to know what your kids are teaching.
Well, actually, they're locking you out. And, of course, now we see with all these school shootings that have taken place, you know, that's a safety issue again. And, you know, the parents are locked out. I hear the music. I want to emphasize that we want to go through these how to correct. First one is to acknowledge. Just like AA, you've got to acknowledge that you've got a problem.
Yeah.
And you've got to realize and recognize that. Okay, we're going into a break. I want him to have an opportunity to tell us how to correct this. And we're going to give his website and how you can get his books. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. But I'm going to ask you to hold off just a little bit. And let's let Don give the list of how to correct this problem. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Don Jans, and we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.com. Tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're at the bottom of the hour here. I wanted to give Dawn just a little more chance to explain, and I had something I wanted to share too, Dawn. It's not a secret what they're doing. They're very out in the open if you just look, but we tend to be in denial as Americans. I think we tend to think, oh, that's not real. And I have kept this, and I keep making new copies of it. Beware of the useful idiots. It's coming out of the Sal Alinsky book, Rules for Radicals. And under the word education, it's 8 steps to have a complete socialistic state. This is something Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton admired. And that's what they went for. And yet it's astonishing that she got as many votes as she did, because this is no secret that this is what she stands for. So number 6 is about education. It says take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. So it's not a secret. It's just that we don't want to accept it, and we live in denial, you know. Many of us have been in denial. When my mother was first suspected of having dementia or Alzheimer's, I was in denial. You know, we don't want to see what's really there in front of us. But if we don't do the number first thing, the first thing you mentioned, acknowledge and see what the problem is, we're not going to be able to fight it.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. And how they're going about it. What we know is that it's happening.
Yes.
Most people won't even admit that. I have my son, who has his young kid, bright kid, in a public school, and I keep telling Eric, you better watch what he's being taught. And he says, oh, but Dad, this is such a wonderful school. And he's been, and it probably is. I mean, they have a nice facility and all those things that have become what we call nice schools and good schools, and it's ranked in the top of the state, all these wonderful things. But do you know what that child is being taught? And this is the key area. And what we know is that the Department of Education is loaded with these collectivists, and they are pushing this. We know the school boards are pushing it. We know all of that. Get Road to Tyranny, read it, and understand how this is taking place. Now, what I'm told so often, Beth Ann, and this is what's scary. What I'm told so often when I'm out speaking or even taking questions on the radio is, but Don, it's all around us. There's nothing we can do about it. It's inundated. Mm-hmm. They've won. Well, if that's our attitude, Beth Ann, they've won.
They have won, yes.
Yeah, we might just as well give up and move on. Well, when we go back and we look at our founding, it was a miracle that the United States ever became independent from Britain and ever became a nation is nothing more than a divine miracle. And I use the word divine because it never should have happened based on rational and realistic things. But here's what, when we look back, we have to remember that about 20% of the population truly wanted to be free and independent. About 20% wanted to remain with Great Britain or England. And about 60% didn't really pay any attention, could have cared less. And that's probably where we are in our movement today. When our founders founded us, they created this government. When they created this, they had to. When they created this government, they knew that this government was the single biggest threat to the freedom they had just won. So they put all these safeguards within the Constitution to protect this freedom. One of the things they said is any power we've not given to the federal government is going to be kept for the states and for the people. One of those powers that was not given to the federal government was education. Education was always to be in the realm of the states and the people. So what do we have to do? We have to acknowledge that we're going to take that back. And Sam Adams said, who is the driver of the revolution, he said, it doesn't take a majority to win. It takes a dedicated, tireless minority that are keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men. Now, our 20%, how much do we care? Are we keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men? If we are, we will be at more school board meetings. We will be vocal at school board meetings. We will disagree, not being disagreeable, but we will stand up for our principles and for our rights. When the school board will not move, we will bring up great candidates to run for the school board. We will support them, and when we can't find a great candidate, we will sacrifice our time, and we will run for the school board. And we will become an activist on that school board. And we will start making changes from within. Because the only way we're going to change this, we're never going to change it overnight by changing the teachers. Because the teachers are so indoctrinated into this whole system anyway. We have to begin at the grassroots. And that's with you, the people. That's what you saying, I am going to be a part of that 20% that's going to stand with Sam Adams, and I am going to light brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I will be at every school board meeting. I will insist on sitting in our school board or classrooms. I will be active in the PTA. I will start to take over the morals and values education of my child. The schools, yes, should teach reading, writing, arithmetic. But I will teach my child their morals and their values. And until we do that, Beth Ann, until we acknowledge that, until we say we're going to be a part of that army, it's not going to change.
Well, and you know, the administration of the schools and the school boards, they're the ones that pick out the curriculum.
Yes.
And they're the ones you need to, you know, change has got to start at home.
Yes.
So with what we're seeing in the news today, with what happened in Florida, this debate over should we have armed guards for our children? Well, we have them for everything else, our banks, our jewelry stores, our government offices. We have armed guards for everything except our children.
Yeah.
So what is the value of your children, of our youth, of the future generations of this United States of America? What is the value of your family? Are they worth your time? Are they worth purchasing a gun and standing guard? There's other ways to stand guard as well, as you are saying, to be active in their lives, to be active and be knowing about what they're being taught, who their teachers are, what the administration is doing, what is in the curriculum. What is it that they're teaching these children? Reading, writing, and arithmetic, we're okay with.
Yes.
But they don't need to be teaching my child that, you know what, if you feel like you're Hispanic or Black or Asian today, that's okay. You can be whatever you want to be. Yeah, I guess you can. But not like that, because
no.
DNA will prove you different every single time. So what they're saying is it's all about emotions and feelings, and they've got these kids so confused. And it's our fault, because even if you have to send them to the public schools and you cannot homeschool, even if that's the way your family is right now, and I understand that because I raised a big family, you still have a big influence on those kids at home, and you need to take it very seriously. We're going into another break, Don. I want to give, when we come back, let's give how they can get these books, your website, and the promo code so that CSC Talk Radio gets credit for the show. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Don Jans and Beth Ann, and we're talking about our family. What is the value of your family and your children? Are they worth your time? 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. $1,000. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go straight to the phone lines. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Listen to your great program.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a comment about our education system. I grew up in the 50s, and I remember they put boards across the swimming pool so we could have a drafting room, and I learned drafting in high school. And that's the reason I got a good job at Rocketdyne, because they knew I had 4 years of drafting in high school.
Mm.
I was shocked in the 1980s when my son went to high school. They didn't even offer drafting. My God, does anybody know how things are manufactured or built? If you start off with a drawing, everything you see around you was drawn. Well, there's a drawing to get started. Well, somebody has to learn how to make those drawings. So this has been planned for a long time to destroy our country. That we don't have any people that know how to make drawings, and we can't manufacture nothing because nobody can make drawings.
Well, they want to send everybody to these colleges and these universities, and they get in debt, and they're so far in debt they can't ever get their way out for a long time, and they have to take classes and subjects that have nothing to do with the jobs that they're going to take and follow, and to me it's a waste of time, and that's, again, more control. And I agree with you, Roger. We're not teaching people skills. We're not teaching them skills.
My grandson is running into that. He started college in the fall. He dropped out already. He says, "Why? I don't see no future. I learn all this crap, and I don't. And maybe I can go into biology and become a medical person or something. But there's nothing there." There's nothing of substance where you can get a job that you can make something, build something.
They still have tech schools, but they sure don't promote them. Don, I'm going to let you chime in here.
Well, it's all part of the indoctrination. Rather than teaching skills like you had, Roger, they want to teach sex education, multiculturalism, mommy or you have two daddies, or you have two mommies, or any of those types of things, all of a sudden become far more
community.
Important.
Yeah, community, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Roger.
That's what you get when you get organized
Roger, what you have to do, is you have to become a regular attendee at the school board meetings.
Go to the school board and make sure that something gets done of substance.
Right.
And listen to them and talk at the school board meeting, and then become a candidate and run for the school board.
Mm. Good idea. I might just do that.
All right.
Do it.
Good job, Roger. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you,
I tell you what, they would have never gone to the moon if I hadn't took drafting. Yeah. I can tell you about that later.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Roger. Roger has been very instrumental in a lot of things with his drafting and his talent. You know, just another thing here before, and I'm going to kind of let you wrap it up here, Don, but another instance, and I know I shared this earlier this week because we're talking about gun control, but the fact that this is in our face, people, if you don't get it, it's because you don't want to get it, because it is in your face. If you look at, and if you want this article, I will send it to you. Beware of the useful idiots. That is us, because we're letting them run our lives, rule our lives, and take us down a socialistic path rather than to be the republic where we, the people, are the ones in charge. All of a sudden, we're afraid of the IRS. We're afraid of the bureaucracy. We're afraid of this. We're afraid of that. And then we think that the local elections aren't that important. You know, it's just who's president, who's senator, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're the ones that are making the decisions for your kids. And that is the ones that are important. But talking about gun control, if you think it's about safety, you need to listen to their own words. I just read to you what it is about education. Well, this is gun control, and that is number 4 on this list of 8 from Sal Alinsky's book. And number 4 says, under gun control, remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you are able to create a police state. They didn't say remove the ability to defend yourself against robbers and thieves. They said against the government. They know exactly what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. There may be a few that are blind and think that they've got all these warm, fuzzy ideas. But those who really want the socialistic state, and most of that is the Democrats, and there's an awful lot of Republicans in on this too. So don't think any of them are your friends. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. They're just cutting deals that line their pockets, that suit them, give them more power, and take your liberties away and indoctrinate your children. All right, Don, I'm going to turn it over to you, your website. Don is helping CSC Talk Radio. If you order books through him, he's going to give us a little bit back, and that'll help CSC Talk Radio. And so I'm going to let you give that website.
Very good. Thanks. My website is, of course, www.mygrandchildrensamerica. There's no punctuation in there. Children's is plural. Or you can simply go to any search engine and just put in my name, Don Janz, J-A-N-F, and you should see my website there, mygrandchildrensamerica.com.
Okay.
And when you go there, up in the left-hand corner, there's a little menu button. If you click that, I do write every weekday, and you can read the articles. No political correctness in that, Beth Ann. And you can order as many books as you would like, all 3 of them, multiple. I just had one reader order an additional 10 because they wanted to give them out on the road to tyranny. Now, when you do that, there will be a coupon. Use this in the coupon, and it's all uppercase BAF for Beth Ann Schoenberg. And when you do that, yes, we will help out the radio program, and you will also receive a 5% discount on your order.
Wow.
There is no shipping and handling. I do not charge shipping and handling. That's all included in the price.
Easier that way. I do that too. It's just easier that way.
It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that people have to understand what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. Let me give the books again. There's 3 books. My Grandchildren's America, that's $12.99. $12.95, excuse me.
Yep.
Goodbye Constitution is $17.95. The Road to Tyranny is $17.95. You can order one or all, each, whatever you want to get. And he's giving, I'm impressed with this, he's giving you a 5% discount. Plus, he's going to send me a little bit as well for the show. And I appreciate that so much. Don, we're out of time. This is the fastest hour of the day. Family. Family is what makes America great. And they have been destroying and taking away our families for such a long time and indoctrinating our children. And now they're trying to remove the authority of parents. And we have got to, absolutely got to take control as a republic. It's our fault that we've gotten this far down the road. Don, thank you for all that you're doing. We'll give this website again tomorrow. I appreciate everything that you're doing. Order the books. Go to mygrandchildrensamerica.com. BAS, all caps, Beth Ann Schoenberg, BAS, all caps, and you'll get a 5% discount. Don, thank you for helping to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA, whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.